Hey, you guys.
Happy Sunday. Welcome back to Gone
Do It Here.
Episode 37. How y'all doing today?
Oh, excuse me, y'all.
How was y'all's weekend?
Yes.
Who cooked Sunday dinner?
And why y'all ain't invite me?
I did. I ate leftovers.
Y'all, that spaghetti food.
That's the spaghetti. It's good. My son claimed he don't like spaghetti, but y'all wait, eat it
hard.
Up.
Be eating hard. Do you hear me?
Eat it up.
I'm talking about like you ain't eating 7 days.
It was good, though.
It
was basic spaghetti. I didn't even have no whole lot of vegetables and stuff to go in it. But those onions must have had some magic in them.
Okay.
Because it was very good.
Y'all, I don't know where she got this from.
What from?
This bowl.
Wow, what's wrong with my bowl?
For one, it be hard to get open. Like she got some money in it or something.
It's just a bowl.
Well, honey, she need to take them papers out and use that for some lunch.
Because
that thing be sealed for 30 days.
This is crazy.
I'm not. How was your week?
My week was good. It was rainy though.
Yes.
And floody around here.
Very.
Other than that, it was all right.
Y'all.
I ain't had no issues or nothing like that.
My hair is like 30 different colors. Anyway,
focus. So, but it was fine. My baby came the weekend, so I'm excellent.
She always want her to come.
When I work.
Exactly. She be doing it on purpose so she can spend
no,
all the time.
No, I don't.
She know if I'm
the
off.
Last weekend, the other weekend when you was off.
She know if I'm off, I'm going to take her to my house by myself.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yes, it do.
No,
yes,
it do. Don't.
Yes, it do. I keep flying through 4 hours.
I don't care nothing like that. I don't care nothing about that.
Yes, she do.
I do not.
She do.
If I did, I wouldn't send her. Let it be clear. You know how I am.
She be jealous.
No, I don't need her.
And then she be at my house and be stuck in Curtis and not me.
Right.
Like, that's my man.
Psych.
Oh, it makes me so mad.
How was your week?
It was an eight. Y'all, my hair is giving me Mona vibes. Y'all remember Mona on Half and Half?
Mm-hmm.
Who all them big platform boobs.
Right.
But that's what, when I looked at my hair this morning, I said, I look like Mona.
Oh.
But it was fine. It was I say an eight.
Right.
I woke up a little late, so.
One morning or a couple of mornings?
All day.
Every day? Really?
Listen.
Yeah, she love to be late.
I woke up this morning, y'all. I had to be to work, or we're supposed to be at work at 7 o'clock. Y'all know what time I woke up this morning?
6:48.
7:10. Okay? And then, when I woke up, I looked at the clock, I said, oh, snaps. Babe said, what time is it? I said, 7:10. This fool gonna say, oh, that ain't that bad, and rolled over and went back to sleep.
What time you supposed to work?
7. I'm already 10 minutes late.
Already 10 minutes late.
And he talking about that ain't that bad.
Because he didn't have to get up, that's why.
But you know what? They don't call me. Like, I be late, right? Like, today was the latest I've ever been since I started working there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, most days I be, like, maybe 10, 12 minutes late. They don't never call me. Because they know I'm coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. They know I'm going to pop up at some point.
Right.
They just be like, oh, hey, I didn't see you this morning. Girl, was real late.
Crazy.
After I get some burkas. Had to eat a banana.
Okay.
Anyhow. Other than, you know, getting cussed out by my residents like usual, nothing strange. Oh, except for, so we got this one lady. We thought, okay, so this is gonna sound bad when I say it, but this is just like nurse life or mm-hmm. nursing home life.
Mm-hmm.
We thought she was about dead, right? And then she made a miraculous comeback, and we was like, okay, girl, you wanna stay, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, she decided that she was going to work. Okay?
Work.
With us.
Doing what?
That I don't know. I don't know what she thought we did. Other than wipe asses and feed people. But, she said that she was going to work. So, she been trying to get out of bed all day. Now, mind y'all, this lady weighs 80 pounds, sucking wet. look like a skeleton. I'm being honest. Like, she's bony. She can't do nothing for us, okay? So, she gets out the bed, comes stand at the door. What time do we clock in?
Did she used to do that type of work?
No. She was a farmer.
Oh, God.
I said, what do you say? What time do we clock in? I said, at 7, and it's 9:12.
You late.
She said, oh, I'm late. I said, yeah, but what was you planning on doing? I got to work. I said, honey, you don't work here. She talking about, why not? I said, because we work for free.
Okay.
She talking about, for free? I said, yes. I said, we don't get paid for this. We work for free. We volunteer. We come in here and work eight hours a day, but we don't get paid. She talking about, oh. I said, you still want to work? She talking about, oh, no. I want to make me a little bit of money.
No, that's right.
Well, honey, this is the wrong spot. Oh, I don't know what to say.
Crazy.
Because we don't get paid.
You silly.
We work for free. I said, girl, I'm in here 30 minutes after my shift and still ain't get paid. Ain't that something?
Oh, my God.
She said, well, bless your heart. I said, first of all, I know what that means, so don't play me. Secondly, thank you. Yeah, she said she was going to work.
Oh, my God.
She told us she was going to clock in. Come on, where's the time clock?
What? I had a little punch on in.
Okay, I started to give a paper. Like, here, see this
put
out.
Put in the wheelchair, push
this
around.
Put that you said 7. We ain't gonna tell nobody.
Right.
Sign your name on the dotted line.
No, that's right.
Because if you want to work, hand out this tray.
Not. You silly.
Then I had another man. He's a German man. So, like, half the time when you ask him or when you come in his room, he be speaking German because that's his first language, really. So whenever he say something to me, it always be in German, and I'd be like, what? And he'd be like, he look at me like, you didn't understand what I said. And I'd be like, English. And he'd be like, how are you? And I'd be like, oh, I'm good, how you doing?
It's crazy.
I walk in his room this day, I said, hey. He said, ganache, could be something like that. I said, say what? he said it again, but he said it in German. I said, say it again. And he said it again. I said, English. He's like, how are you? I said, now,
do
you
we
know
have
how to say that in
every
English?
Day?
Yes. I said, you know how to say that in English. He told me something. How are you? I said, I'm fine. How you doing, baby? He told me something. I'm okay. Very hungry.
Oh,
I said,
God.
You always hungry. I said, you gonna see that tray right there? I said, don't you stick your hand in it. He told me something. I'm not. I said, you know, better use that spoon.
Oh.
And then my little other guy, they moved him from off of my hall down to another hall because he punched his roommate in the face.
Oh,
that's another story.
For another time.
Okay. But I went in, we passed our trays all together on each hall.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in his room and he has sugar. And on a tray for lunch, they had these little what they call them? The little cookies.
Vanilla wafer.
The shortbread cookie.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, she told him, she said, hold on, let me go get you a bib so you won't get your clothes. And we tell him, whenever we give him a bib, we be like, you don't mess up these school clothes.
Oh, God.
So yeah, she said, don't mess up them school clothes. She said, let me go get you a bib before you start eating. So when she walked out the room, he go fumbling at these cookies. I said, put them cookies down. I said, you already sweet as sugar anyway. He goes on, shut up. I said, no. I said, you ain't getting them. I said, I'll take them cookies. Say something else. He goes on, open them up. I said, I ain't going to do it while I'm opening them. I said, what was your sugar today? He goes on, I don't remember. I said, 3,006.
Oh, God.
Always eat something
sound like
sweet.
A year.
I walked in his room one day. He had ice cream up here. It was all on his gown. I said, what was you doing? I said, you got it more on yourself than you did in your mouth. He said, well, you good what I got in my mouth.
Uh-oh.
I said, you know what? I'm
not.
Too much. I'm telling you, these people. They don't know. So my golden girls are the two ladies that I take to smoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I first got my pictures on my phone from when we took our wedding pictures.
Oh, uh-huh.
I showed her, right? So in the picture, Curtis' hair is cut low. It's, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It looks like he's bald. Do y'all know this lady said? She looks at the picture. She said, "Oh, that's what your husband looked like." I said, "Mm-hmm." She said, "Ain't he handsome?" She said, "He's just cute." She said, "Look at that little bald head." She said, "I bet you slide up and down on it." I said, "You know what?
I'm dead
because you don't talk to me like this. First of all, I gotta be doing them kind of things." I said, "You too old for that." She said, "Don't act like you ain't never done it." I said, "You know what? I'm through." So then I go, so this same day, I go down the hall. Mm-hmm. And I'm helping the girls on the other end feed because I didn't have none that day. So I walk in the room with this little old lady. And she says, "What we got today?" So I tell her what we had for dinner, for lunch. Uh-huh. And she said, "I reckon I eat a little bit." So I'm feeding her, right? So she says, I don't know why old people always ask you this, but they always ask you, "Are you married or do you have children?" Mm-hmm. So she was like, "You married?" I said, "No, ma'am, but I'm getting married in 2 weeks." And she said, "Well, look at God like that." So then a few minutes go by, she said, "You got any children?" I said, "No, neither one of us have children." And she said, "Well, that's a blessing." She said, "You want some?" I said, "Yeah." So she said, "You having a wedding?" I said, "No, ma'am." I said, "We're going to the courthouse." She said, "That's what I did." She said, "Wham, bam, and it's done." Like that, right? I said, "I know, right?" She said, "Ain't nobody got time for that lipstick and stuff." So then she said, "Yeah, me and my husband, we went to the courthouse and got married." She said, "Then if folks wanted to see me, they came to the house and saw me. I ain't going to see them." She said, people came and saw us and we ate some food. She said, "Then you go home, go to bed." She said, "Get you a piece and roll over and go to sleep." I said, "Run that back." I said, "Get a what and do what?" She said, "You know what I'm talking about." So I said, "Roll over, you get you a piece and go to sleep." I said, "Oh my God. These are some X-rated old people. I can't take it. They just be way too much for me." But honey, I love old people. Okay. So now we're going to do our crock pot meal of the week.
Okay.
So it is the slow cooker honey buffalo meatballs.
There you go.
Okay. So what you're going to, it says your preparation time is 15 minutes. Uh-huh. Your cook time is 2 hours, mm-hmm. which means your total time of cooking is two hours and 15 minutes. All right. The ingredients you will need for your meatballs. Now, disclaimer, they're doing theirs from scratch.
With ground beef.
Okay.
Go buy you some meatballs.
Okay, but just they make the them already prepared.
Yeah,
okay?
go buy you some meatballs and then make your scouse.
Okay, now if you're being fancy, you can do it this way.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is kind of like a little party thing. If you got a little Christmas party you're going to, go. Make it easy on yourself.
Yeah, right.
Because people, you know what I'm saying? People,
they ain't gonna know if you don't
people,
tell.
People talk, you know what I'm saying?
You don't tell them, they ain't gonna know.
Okay. So.
Don't tell them.
Okay.
They ain't gonna know.
You just do this, but half of it. You don't make them homemade if you don't want to.
Right.
But if you do want to make them homemade, mm-hmm. what you would need for your meatballs is 2 pounds of ground beef,
mm-hmm.
2 eggs, mm-hmm. 22 saltine crackers, or you can use breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm.
1/3 cups of dried minced onion,
mm-hmm.
1/2 cup of milk, mm-hmm. 1 tablespoon of brown sugar,
mm-hmm.
1 teaspoon of garlic powder,
mm-hmm.
1 teaspoon of onion powder,
mm-hmm.
1 teaspoon of chili pepper or mm-hmm. chili powder,
mm-hmm.
1 teaspoon of salt,
okay.
1/2 teaspoon of smoked paprika,
or just paprika,
okay. 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin,
mm-hmm.
and 1/4 teaspoons of black pepper.
Okay.
Okay. So that's for your meatballs.
That's the meatballs. That's the meatballs. Okay.
Okay. So for the honey buffalo sauce, you need 1/4 cup of Frank's Red Hot Original Sauce.
I put that stuff on everything.
Ha ha! Yes. Plus more to taste.
Mm-hmm.
1/4 cup of brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
1/4 cup of honey. 1/4 cup of apricot. Preserve mm-hmm. and then 1.5 tablespoons of cornstarch mm-hmm. and 2 tablespoons of soy sauce. Okay. Mm-hmm. So your instructions say preheat oven to 450. Mm-hmm. Okay. Line a rimmed baking sheet with foil and set aside.
Right.
In a large bowl, add eggs and gently whisk. Mm-hmm. Add all remaining meatball ingredients and mix until well combined. Mm-hmm. Roll meat mixture into desired meatball size. Mm-hmm. Place your meatballs onto your prepared baking sheet and bake for 8 minutes.
Or till lightly brown.
Okay. Then, wait a minute. Then you are going to, meanwhile, add all of the honey buffalo sauce ingredients to a medium bowl and mm-hmm. whisk to combine. Mm-hmm. You can add more hot sauce to taste at the end of cooking. Line the bottom of your slow cooker with meatballs, drizzle with some honey buffalo sauce, then remaining meatballs followed by remaining sauce. Mm-hmm. Cover and cook on low heat for 2 hours, gently stirring an hour after cooking. When done, taste and stir in addition hot sauce. Keep warm until serving. Now, mm-hmm. they bake these meatballs
in the oven
for 8 minutes. First, you gotta mix them all together. Then you gotta bake them in the oven. Then you gonna put them in a crock pot.
Right.
To cook them in some sauce.
I just put them in a crock pot.
Go buy you some meatballs. Then the sauce sounds good.
Yeah.
But just buy meatballs. It's easier. It's easier. Okay. All right.
Hey, Kayvon.
What up? Double
D40? Yeah, we on the live.
Okay.
Want to stick your head in here?
He already think he's cute. That's baby D.
Yeah.
Curtis right now.
This is my son, Kayvon. This is my other heart.
Look at that eye.
Come on, move a little bit more.
I'm just reading what here. Tanikor?
What do they call her in high school? Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
Oh, Tanikor.
Mm-hmm. I want to say they call her TT or something like that. I can't remember. I remember her, but I can't remember what they call her in high school. But she, when I tell you her son is so cute, he like Kayvon was when he was little.
Oh, for real.
He loved to be outside.
Oh, yeah.
He's so cute. He looked just like her, too. Like,
for real.
When they, I never realized how much he looked like her until she had a picture of them side by side. Uh-huh. I said, boy, she spit him out. If he had a wig on, boy.
Can I get mine?
Between and something.
No. You ain't even let me get mine.
Look, it's about to get cute.
I'm not. You read yours first.
Mine says, what do you like to cook the most? The most?
Sweets of me. I like to bake cookies and cakes. When I was cooking regularly, that's when we would see. Yeah, when they were small, stuff like that used to be fun to me.
Mm-hmm. I like to cook Oriental food, try to make it at home, like Chinese food, like beef and broccoli stuff like that. I like to try new stuff like that. And then sometimes, every now and then, I try to do like a Mexican dish, but it just don't be hitting the same.
The only Mexican dish that I really, really like or really love was the Mexican lasagna we used to do.
Mm.
Like, that's like one of the best. Like, if I'm going to do something Mexican, like...
You need to end up with Thanksgiving.
A Mexican lasagna?
You think he can eat it?
Yeah, that's true.
He can. I wonder if he... You reckon she still let him eat beef?
Yeah. We had some not too long ago. We had spaghetti, I think, over there. And she had put meat in it. Because that was my first question. Is there any meat in it?
She's like, yeah, it's some meat in it. That was EJ's thing, boy. Adele, you going to make some spaghetti?
And then, you know, it was the nachos after that. He used to love my nachos.
And he used to be want to come every weekend so he'd eat nachos.
Uh-huh.
See that, baby?
Aunt Deanna make him fat. You hear me?
Okay. And then it was slushy.
And then slushy.
You was slushy.
Yeah.
What did yours say?
So mine says, have you ever really kept a New Year's resolution? No.
No. Never.
No.
Mm-mm.
Starts out wonderful.
Yeah, starts out real strong. Real strong.
But, well, I ain't gonna tell you. I guess the only one that I did keep, I guess, was working out. Now, we worked out for a good year or two or three.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty straight.
But I think when we started working out, I don't think that was one of my resolutions.
I think it was one of mine.
It was one of yours, and I was just like,
But that's probably the only one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But mostly, no.
No, dog. It's a no for me,
it's
dog.
It's a no, mostly.
Okay. So, now, we are going to do our
question.
Okay. First one says, what mythical creature do you wish actually existed?
The man with the horse. You know what I'm talking about?
On Harry Potter.
Yeah, like.
What do they call them?
I don't know what they're called.
But I know what you're
talking about. It's a man torso, hand torso, and then from the waist back is horse.
Ooh, I'm gonna tell you what mine is. So if you ever seen the movie Spiderwick, I wish that bird that they flew on, I wish it was real.
Right.
Because that thing was cool.
What did they call it? It was a summons,
a riffraff?
Or something like that.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. A griffraff or riffraff?
Yeah,
riffraff?
A griffin.
Yeah.
I like him. He said, it's a bird.
A big bone bird.
Yeah, a big bone bird.
Big bone bird. Go. But yeah, mine would be the man with the horse on the hood.
Oh my God.
I think it looks
so cute. Oh, and mermaids. But like the pretty mermaids, not the.
Well, you know, they got so they make them seem like they mean. You see, like all the movies and stuff like, make them seem the, like. Well, the adult movies.
The pretty ones.
You know what I'm saying? Make it seem like they mean.
They look like little jeans.
But I like the way they come walking up with them on that horse. I just saw a movie the other night. I forgot. Percy Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the teacher that was in the wheelchair. He was one.
He
remember?
Was one.
And walking up. I like that. He called you better come through, boy.
Okay.
Come through with your legs. Got four legs. Here he come.
He ain't got no fence.
Go on to him.
Oh, God. Okay, the next one say, what are your most important rules when going on a date? You must open my door.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask me out, you can.
Most definitely.
And I want to be dressed nice. Like, if you ask me out and you're saying we're going on a date and it's our first date,
uh-huh,
and you show up to the door with sweatpants and t-shirt on,
I'm feeling some type of way about it.
I probably won't go.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Mm.
And now, if you got on jeans and a t-shirt, still kind of like, you can put on a polo with a collar. You know
right.
What I'm saying? But it's like, at least if the
make
jeans
an effort.
Look nice, you know what I'm saying?
Make an effort, at least.
Don't go out like you always go out.
Right. If you're trying to impress me. Right. If you expect me to look, you know, a certain way, or, you know what I'm saying? So do I.
Right.
I got that
now,
same.
If it was a first date, but it was like a chill at the house first date, and you come over with sweatpants and t-shirts.
Right.
Then that's fine. Cause, I mean, we're going to be at the house, you know, right, watch TV, chilling, you know what I'm saying? But we going out nice, looking cute.
Right. If I'm looking cute, I'm going to need you to look cute.
Exactly.
And smelling good.
Okay. And depending on if it's, like I said, if it's the first date, I'm going to drive my own car. Just in case.
I don't like that. I want them to come pick me up.
I mean, I don't know. Like, if I met you in a weird way, I'm probably going to drive my own car.
Well, that's different.
But if I know you, like, when Curtis came and got me, he came and got me on his Mustang, and I was like,
okay.
You know.
Right.
We can ride around in
but
that.
Y'all knew each other from high school.
Exactly. So.
But, yeah, I want to be picked up. Don't.
Yeah.
Or you know what I'm saying, even if it's like you said, like, you didn't meet like a normal way, I guess,
right,
or whatever. Like, I meet you at a public place.
Right, 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 right.
Something like that. Yeah.
Me.
So, Safety first.
Okay.
But if it's somebody that I've known for a while, like, I'm going to need you to come pick me up.
And you got to have nice teeth. Not perfect teeth. Let's be clear. They don't have to be perfect. Everybody doesn't have the money to have, you know what I'm saying, dental work and all that stuff.
But it sure do make a difference.
They have to have, you have to have nice teeth.
I want you to be able to smile in a photo with me and you take a picture.
Right, like if you smile and then you got all these gaps or you got teeth.
First of all, if you got gaps in your mouth, you can't talk to me. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You won't have to go have them fixed first.
No, first of all, okay. I like the middle
the gap.
I like a gap.
A gap. Not missing teeth. Not
but,
missing teeth.
Yeah. There's but if you got like gap, no, like you know how some people have like gaps in between each teeth, you know what I'm saying? Like there's space.
No, that don't bother me.
No, that bothers me because if I can stick my nail in between your tooth, oh no, sir.
Who has teeth spaced out like that?
Girl!
That's funny. But yeah, I do like a good smile. Mm-hmm. I love a good smile.
And it's not required, but if you smell good, one for you.
Yes.
If you smell good and you dress nice, you get 2 points already.
Right.
If you don't, you only have 1 point because you can't pick me up.
Right. Right. Yeah, I do like a good smile.
A free meal so far.
I do like a good smile.
Mm-hmm. How do you judge a person? I don't. Because honestly, I don't give a damn about anybody else but myself.
I try not to.
I don't.
Sometimes it's hard.
Now, I ain't gonna say I judge them, but
some people are.
I'm a joke about
it. I don't know if it's judging or like being annoyed. You know how you don't know a person, but like you can be in their presence and be annoyed by them. Yeah. So I don't know if that's judging or just like I'm annoyed easily. Like voices.
Yeah.
And you know.
I don't judge, I observe.
Okay,
that's good. Bad. That's good, yeah. I'm very observant.
Me too.
Now.
Yeah. I watch everything around me most of the time.
Yeah. The next one says, if someone narrated your life, who would you want to be the narrator?
I'm not sure.
Mine would probably be India Irene. I like
India.
My voice.
I don't really have like a voice person that I like.
That or Idris Elba. To narrate my life. She walks into the room.
This is crazy.
What I got on?
Go on with him.
Tell him what I'm wearing.
I'm not. It's crazy. That kid nuts.
You know how you see in movies that people be having like theme music that be walking. Theme music and be each
single. Crazy. I'm not.
She drinks her Gatorade.
Not the Gatorade. You are crazy.
Woo, Jesus. Okay, and the last one says, what was the most unsettling film you've seen?
Paranormal Activity 1.
Hell yes.
Creepy tale, yo. Oh, it's creepy. Yes. Movies that are really close to realistic.
No, I take that. That was one of them. Emily Rose, when I watched it for the first time.
It was all right.
That one didn't bother me like that. I was like, when she, bruh, all when he voices. Woke up and she was laying on that floor, listen, he better than me because when I tell you,
I'd have broke her back.
I would have been out the window. I would have went to the door.
I would have walked across her chest going out of that place.
First of all, you not.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy looking though.
And her eyes was black. I was like, girl.
And she was looking like, but Paranormal Activity, when she got up and she had been standing there, she's standing beside the bed looking at that guy like all that time.
Right.
And it showed a clock from, it started at this time and then this 3 hours later, she's still standing there.
Yeah.
And then when she was laying there and she could feel when she could feel the breath on her, you know what I'm saying?
I wanna do this thing.
I don't know.
Jesus.
And like it was like subtle stuff though. Like they sleep. Or when in the door
climbed on the bed.
Or when the door like
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
It's like
cause I got a draft in my house and when they do that, I'm like, Lord, I don't play. Do you hear me? money when he like, dragged her ass off the bed.
Of it. Yeah, it's like the subtlety of it. I said, it's like kind of crazy. No. And then, you know, they was downstairs and really something jumped. And the light fixture just...
Honey!
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, wait a minute. It's big, whatever it is.
Okay. And he's on her ass, okay? Yes. I don't know what it was about her.
Right. No.
And then her boyfriend the whole time, it's okay, babe. It's not
we're gonna record it. You better put that damn camera down.
Listen.
You better put this camera down, dog.
No.
Because you just annoying whatever this
what
is.
What hurt me was, or what was weird to me was when, at the end of the movie, when she kills him, mm-hmm. and then she come back upstairs, and she's walking, and y'all, it sound like this hoe wait, is 6'7", about 250 pounds, and it's her little self. Uh-huh.
Wow. Yep, and then she walk up to the camera like, is you
and
getting
get,
this?
And she
get right in the camera like, you want to record something, I'm gonna give you something to record. Okay.
Yeah, nothing.
And then, you know, that
I
was...
I didn't sleep when I watched that. I didn't even watch
you,
that.
You know it was based on a true story.
I
right?
know. That's see, why that, I don't watch it like
it
that.
It was based on a true story. And then in the end, they, you know, they probably found him. They don't know where that bitch at.
Well, it's
better not
pop up.
They don't know where she at.
Because I'm going to throw everything.
And Emily Rose, I don't think it was based on a true story, but the thing about it was the school that she was at, it was in North Carolina somewhere.
Uh-huh. It was.
The college. Because, you know, it started at the college.
Yep. And y'all know what else? Wrong Turn. I don't like Wrong Turn. And I'm tell you why, because they said that it was based on a true story. And
it's
it was
in Virginia.
In West Virginia.
It happened in West Virginia.
How many people have gone to West Virginia? You know why? Because when you go, your ass die. I ain't got time.
Yeah, that one didn't really bother me like that.
Paranormal Activity.
Like, that Paranormal Activity, it creeped me out.
Now, oh, and I'm tell you what else. I barely watched it, but The Nun, that shit fucks with me. Oh my God!
I don't think I seen that one yet.
Listen. This is the ugliest damn person I've ever seen in my life. Do you hear me? She got literally green eyes. Okay? When I tell you this lady is so scary, it's not even funny.
You know who?
Not
have you seen the one
and then,
on Netflix?
And then Curtis' sister had her to dress as her for Halloween. I said, bitch, don't you come near me. I said, because I will hit you. Nah, I'm serious. Mom, she looked just like that lady. Just like her. I said, don't you come near me. I said,
for real, I ain't seen it yet. I'm going to have to watch that one. Is it on Netflix? Is it on Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to watch
listen,
it.
Listen, when I tell you, and I'm talking about, you know how like they make monsters' teeth look really sharp? That's how they made her teeth look. And they look real. I was like, ooh. Lord Jesus.
Say she did something to you.
Listen, that hoe is scary, okay?
I ain't never seen that one.
Ooh, no.
Oh, you know what else I like, though? What? I ain't gonna say it creeped me out or nothing like that, but I like Jeepers Creepers.
Girl, I got a story to tell y'all. So apparently the other weekend, they was playing Jeepers Creepers on TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this man, one of my little greedy men, he was in the room by himself. And he was watching it. Tell me why this man starts hollering in the middle of the night, talking like it's something over top of him, trying to open the ceiling and get him.
Oh.
You know,
it's scared.
It's creepy.
It's a buzz.
He be on top of the bus. You know what I'm saying? Honey, he said, don't get me, don't get me, don't get me.
Jesus. This poor thing.
They said they had to go down there and turn his
light on.
Over his bed. They had to turn it down.
Yeah, I know that's
it done
right.
Scared his little heart to death.
Oh, God.
I shouldn't have laughed, but that thing was funny.
Jesus Christmas, boy.
Okay.
Your boy.
When I first saw it, it scared me though. Not real bad, but it scared me enough.
Hey,
jump.
You know it got me
scared. But now I'll be watching it and be laughing because it's so funny going on that movie. Scotty, what was it?
Right.
Like, bro.
What was it?
Bro, he was looking up at the bottom of his ass. What do you think he gonna say?
Like,
it had wings. Okay.
Right.
That mug was flying and it had me with it. What do you think it was?
It was so funny.
Nigga.
And remember they were running? And he was like, whoa. That thing was.
Okay.
Your boy now. You didn't quite make it, dog.
Okay. And then the dad
the dad was so sad, but so funny at the same time, because he was pissed. Do you hear me? He had his mindset. He was going to get that fuck. You hear me? He was going to get him.
Talk about the man that had been sitting there, the one that made the
machine with the gun. Somebody get around the bus.
Yeah.
Get around the bus.
He was ready for him now.
Yeah, bro.
He waiting.
He going towards the fire.
He like, I know he coming back in 8 years. He going to be right back here. I'm ready.
He look right crazy in them funny collabs. Boy, you better calm down.
Yeah, that was my movie, though. I used to like that. And then the funny thing is, the guy that plays the man, that plays Jeepers Creepers, he fine as I don't know what.
Yes. I said he bald head, he was white, blue eyes.
He is fine. I was like, that can't be that man. Yes, it is. Let me tell you something. They put all that stuff on him, he all right now. Okay. He fine.
If I saw him walking down the street.
Listen.
I step.
Woo, he fine.
He really is
up here.
So fine. That's something that we've always done. Like, we always look at, like, the extra credits or the special features on the movie.
Yeah, I think it's, it was on the end or something.
It's in the special features. It shows them, like, putting it on. Because they do it, like, layer by layer.
Yeah,
it took a long time, like 6 hours. Him?
Ooh, honey, it's fine. Okay.
He is.
He sure is.
All right, so our next set of questions. The first one says, would you rather suddenly be elected a senator or suddenly become a CEO of a major company? You won't have any more knowledge about how to do either job than you do right now. I'd rather be a CEO.
Me too. I don't want to be in nobody's senate.
Yeah, I don't
want to
be a senator.
I'm not political. I'm not political.
I'll be doing bald-headed hoe shit.
I'm not very political, really.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I vote, but I'm not.
Politics just ain't never been something I've been
me
like.
Me either. It's not an interest of mine. I vote, but it's not
really. I think it's because, though, I don't really care for politics because I know that the president is just a pawn. Like, he don't really run the world. Mm-mm. It's the government, okay? Mm-mm. The government is what they want to be.
Yeah,
president is just a person that people can be like, it's your vote.
Yeah, I'm not very political. I vote because I know that, you know, my ancestors,
right,
you know, went through a lot just so, you know, we could vote, you know, being black and a woman. So that was two things that they had to fight for me, you know, for us, you know.
Yeah.
So I vote, but I'm not very political. Other than that.
Nor am I. The next one says, would you rather live in a virtual reality where you are all powerful or live in the real world and be able to go anywhere but not be able to interact with anyone or anything?
They don't bother me. I would rather be in the real world and be able to go anywhere I wanted to and I ain't got to deal with nobody.
Right, because if I can go anywhere and nobody will interact with me, or I cannot interact with anything, then I can just rob a bank and be alright.
I can do what I want to do.
Because if I ain't got to talk to you, move, ho.
Right. Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd rather do that.
Okay. The next one says, would you rather have whatever you are thinking to appear above your head for everyone to see? Or have absolutely everything you do live streamed for anyone to see?
Oh God, that both of them is bad.
I want a big old black dick, and it comes.
What? Right.
What is that gonna do? I'm gonna be embarrassed either way.
Right. And then you talking about streaming it live.
Okay. Mm. That's called porn.
Both of them, yeah. That's exactly what that's called with me.
And my thing is, if I'm thinking that I want a cheeseburger and the cheeseburger appear above my head, but I can't eat it, that ain't doing nothing for me.
Let me tell you something. And I think about that more than I should. I'm almost positive. What is it?
Spider.
You find it? Did you get it? Was it big? What was it?
I felt like it was a spider.
No.
Look that. I can look stand that. A damn hand. Mm-hmm. You want this sweet meat.
Okay. But yeah,
I don't want neither one of them
because I think about that more than I'm supposed to.
Okay.
It's been a minute.
Listen, it's a dirty little mind. Next question. Ooh.
All right, you can push that table out the way.
No, it's okay. Would you rather be only able to watch the few movies with a Rotten Tomatoes score of 95 to 100 or only be able to watch the majority of movies with a Rotten Tomatoes score of 94% and lower?
probably watch some 94% and lower, because low key some low budget movies be smashed. Like they be good. Y'all seen that one 50 Cent when he lose all that weight?
That was a low budget movie, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. That one. They didn't go to the theaters. That was just a low budget movie he made. Exactly. That was a good movie.
Well, he fine. 50
Cent ain't not now a bit of an actor, but he, when I think that was a good movie, that was a good movie.
He was beautiful in
just
it.
Just like that one that you love.
Out of Wild.
That Eyes of Watching God. It didn't go to theaters, but it's a good movie.
I love it. It's one of my favorites.
Wonderful movie.
I can watch it over and over again.
Right.
Yeah, I love that one.
Okay. And then the last one says, would you rather wake up as a new random person every year and have a full control of them for the whole year, or once a week spend a day inside a stranger without having any control of them? I would rather be somebody, be a random person every year.
For a whole year. Because you have control over the person. I don't want to be inside of nobody or be with somebody that's going to be committing crimes and,
not even that. I ain't trying to be in nobody's body and they all sad and depressed. I'm already all got all my own emotions. Yeah. Then I got to handle your emotions.
That's true.
I'm you ain't about to murder me smacking your girlfriend around. I'm trying to fight it.
Right.
So I'm going to be a random person for a whole year.
With full control over that person.
I'm in my life.
You're so crazy. You silly.
All right. We got
I'm happy to get some more.
Show is.
Okay.
Today is Sunday. What was I getting ready to say? August. November 15th. Okay, way backwards. So, November 14th, which was Saturday, yesterday, is Operating Room Nurse Day.
It was what?
Operating Room Nurse Day. So, they only work in the operating room. I don't know. I mean,
don't you, Nico, do that?
She's a, I think they clean up the surgical rooms.
Oh, so she, okay. I thought she set it up. Oh, okay.
And it was also World Diabetes Day. Hi.
Oh, God.
Today is America Recycles Day. It is also Clean Your Refrigerator Day. If you ain't get it, do it today.
Yep. Thanksgiving coming up anyway. Okay. Go ahead and have some room to put some stuff.
It is also, how you got it? Mm-hmm. For life.
Philanthropy.
National
Philanthropy Day.
Tomorrow, which is Monday, is Button Day.
Zips on.
It is also Have a Party with Your Bear Day. Come on now. International Tolerance Day. That's every day.
Sure is.
And National Fast Food Day. Ooh, might be giving out some free food. You pull it to the drop and be like, hey, it's National Food Day. Give me this shit for free.
They be like, nope, let me get that dollar.
Whores. So Tuesday is electronic greeting card day.
Oh, e-cards.
Oh, yes. Now, who do you think created this thing? I don't care.
Right.
It is also Homemade Bread Day. Take a hot day. Take one. Real far.
I ain't going to nobody woods.
Okay. Wood World Peace Day. Okay. So, take a hike on World Peace Day.
Right. We're getting.
Okay. Wednesday is
A cult. That what it say?
Not a cult. O-C-C-U-L-T. A cult day.
A cult day.
Okay. So don't start a cult.
Right.
Okay. Thursday is Great American Smoke Out. Okay.
Okay.
And then it's also Have a Bad Day Day. Y'all are just all kinds of negative on the holiday season.
Right.
So Friday is Obstrudity. Obstrudity. Am I saying it wrong?
Obscurity.
Obscurity Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. Friday is also Beautiful Day. So if you're feeling beautiful, you are home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it is Universal Children's Day.
Universal Children's Day.
Yeah. And then, well, we'll stop there because then it's Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll do Saturday next weekend.
Okay.
So these suck. I don't know what to tell you guys.
I don't know neither.
I mean, November.
They was odd days.
Yeah.
They were very odd.
Very, very gloomy.
You gonna do the event?
Oh, yes. We have one event.
A reoccurring event for November and December.
Yes.
So we will be reading this until after Christmas.
Until December 27th.
Mm-hmm. So reoccurring.
Okay. So this week we have Welcome to Hill Ridge Farms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's Festival of Lights, which opens Thanksgiving night.
Right.
It is open nightly from 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
From 11/26, which is Thanksgiving Day, until December 27th.
2 days after Christmas.
We are so excited to announce that we are opening our brand new drive-through Festival of Lights.
Mm-hmm.
We have made the display bigger and better than ever for 2020.
You better read.
Immerse yourself in the magical lights on over a mile-long trail
mm-hmm.
through the farm from the comfort of your vehicle. Wear your PJs.
Who's gonna know?
Who's gonna know? The entire trail will be lit guidelines on each side
mm-hmm.
and you will turn off your headlights while still keeping your park lights on to ensure safe travel throughout the light.
Okay.
The cost is $20 per vehicle in small to medium passenger vans. No buses, RVs, or vehicles with trailers are allowed.
Mm-hmm.
We look forward to celebrating the most wonderful time of year.
With you.
Please read the helpful info below.
Mm-hmm. You ain't gotta read all that.
We do not offer reservations or advance tickets.
Suck it up.
You will pay upon arrival.
$20. Per car. So if you have 10 people in one car, you only pay $20. Not per person, but per car. Per vehicle.
We take credit, debit cards, but cash will be much faster and is preferred.
Okay.
The address is 703
mm-hmm.
Tarboro Road in Youngsville, North Carolina.
Okay.
27506.
Phone number?
919-556-1771.
1771.
Please come and enjoy.
Okay. You better read that. You read that. You read that, Daddy. You read that.
Why do they do that? Why do they
you
do that?
Read that?
It does not make it more exciting or
yes,
more.
Yes, it does.
No,
it did.
I was irritating myself as I was doing it.
It was good. You better read that, girl.
Come and enjoy.
Okay. You better read that, girl.
I'm not.
You read that, thing. You read that, girl. All right, so the last thing we're going to do, guys, is the quote for the day.
Yeah.
Let's see. I already found it this time. So the quote for today is, no person has the right to rain on your dreams.
And don't.
Let me read it one more time.
Read it again.
No person has the right
mm-hmm.
to rain on your dreams.
And don't.
Marion Wright Elderman.
Marion know what she's talking about.
Okay. Don't be raining on my dream.
Okay.
Cause you ain't got none.
Right.
Here, put that back. Put that back.
Well, you guys.
All right, guys. That's out.
That's it.
That's out.
We're all done.
Yep. we're done for today. Thank you guys for coming and joining us.
Yes. Have a good week. Wash your hands. Mm-hmm. Wear your mask.
Yes. If you can't wash your hands, sanitizer is the next best thing.
Yes.
If you guys want to re-listen to this and share this, we would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any comments, you can leave it in the description under this video.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to re-listen to the video, you can listen to us on Spotify,
Apple,
Google, and Anchor. Mm-hmm. You can actually leave a voicemail message on Anchor if you want to. If you guys have any topics you want us to talk about, just let us know. You can leave that in the comments as well. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
So, what's next? Next weekend is Thanksgiving, ain't
it? The weekend after.
So, we will be back next weekend.
Next Sunday.
Yes, I don't know about Thanksgiving weekend Sunday, because right. I'm probably full of turkey. But we will see
y'all. What day is Thanksgiving on Thursday?
Thursday.
We should be not full of turkey by Sunday.
Speak for yourself. I'm eating all weekend.
Oh, God. I'm not.
Speak for yourself.
Anyway, we'll be back next weekend. But we ain't going to promise Thanksgiving weekend.
Sure ain't.
Okay. Okay.
Going to be up here smacking on our hands. Sandwich.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
So but thank you guys for coming. We hope you enjoyed. And please come and visit us again next Sunday.
Yes.
Wear your mask.
Yes, wash your hands. Yes. All right, guys. Don't let nobody dim your light. Tell them to go get them some sunglasses.
Bye, y'all.